The message you're about to listen to has been offered to cause a revival in your life. Now receive the ministry of FEM Foundation.
I want to share something briefly with us as we prepare for the 14 days of upgrade. Pastor Yemi Adefarasin will be with us throughout next week. And if you are registered with it, then we'll be having the evening session talking about soul prosperity. The morning session is about discovering, is to take deeper in our 300 level of FDA. We talk about shape, spiritual gift, your heart, your abilities, your personalities, and your experiences. These are the things that shape your life. That when you can get it, you will actually know what you're shaped for. There's a training we have, we've not done it for some time, called Discovering Your Unique Advantage. And it's still based on the shape. But every person has a redemptive gift, which is also part of it. It's going to take it further into some dimensions. Because in God, there's always more. And that's why you should not settle for the status quo. I've seen people that say, I have known it all, I don't want to grow again. But there's always more. There's always some things that we need to see. Our goal here is that we want the unseen realm to be so natural to you. The unseen realm to be so natural to you. And it's making people know the person and the power of the Holy Spirit. And so that you can daily have encounters with Jesus. And we need to get to that level where we understand this. So get yourself prepared. In the evening, we'll be talking about of the 14 days. Basically, the first week will be so interactive, where we do it generally. The second week, we'll go to the live groups so that what you have learned, you start discussing it. And we also have to do some form of outreach within that week to bring people into the avalanche so that you could also tell your friends. We have to do some publicity and also just do some outreach within the community. The evening sessions is soul prosperity. One time I asked Dr. Bako, I said, how come people get to a position of authority and we are wondering whether they are believers? You just get to wonder what is happening. Some things that they could not do before, they just do it easily. And you know, sometimes they do it shamelessly. And you're asking why. You see, it depends on what you are carrying on the inside. That's the type of capacity you are going to build. There's this normal black paper bag you can, if you get to the shop here, they will give you to put some things inside. Am I making sense? That if you are going to carry heavy stones, I'm not sure you'll go with that. Or okay, let's say not stones, raw gold. If you're going to carry gold, because gold, what is real money? Real money is silver and gold. Silver and gold have I not. Such I have, I give unto thee. The thing that was presented to Jesus as a king, the question is that, do you have it? Gold, frankincense, and to celebrate kingship. Royalty. Now, if you're going to carry let's say 25 blocks of gold, I'm not sure you will carry that paper bag. You're going to carry heavy sack. because what the sack we carry has to be commensurable. The sack has to be fortified enough to be able to carry 25 or even 12 bars of gold. You can't take the nylon to it. So most times, when people get into those positions and the thing comes, what they present is nylon to carry wealth. And the nylon begins to break under that weight. And that's what you see. This is a year of upgrade where we talk about the wine and the wine skin. The wine skin must be commensurable. The capacity of the wine, of the wine skin, must be strong enough to carry the wine. And that's what we'll be looking at in the evening session. And it's a general session. Why? To look at what capacity do I have to carry the wealth? Capacity do I have to carry the revelation that God is bringing my way? That's why you see sometimes people get into some places, they don't really, you don't know what is happening anymore. That's when pride sets in, things coming. When money comes, you actually see what's going on, because money has power and power exaggerates. So what God wants in our life is that when money comes, what is supposed to exaggerate is righteousness, not unrighteousness. The more you are giving what heaven is bringing your way, when they saw that Moses was not coming, the wealth that God gave them, they used for golden calf. And that capacity to be able to carry such revelation. So when the fame starts coming, how do you do? When the prominence start coming, when you are now on the news. And that's why I tell people, be careful about the news, because some things they do, you don't want to go under that. Sometimes they say jealousy. They say bitterness. That's why when you listen to some news and everything, and you get a lot of messages, sooner or later you go on your Facebook page. You write one stinker. And that's why when you are listening to news, be careful. So when all those fame comes and all those things come, the prominence and everything, who do you now become? That means that when the unrighteousness comes out, it is not the money that brought the unrighteousness. The money only revealed what was inside there. The fame only revealed what was inside it. And that's why we're talking about soul prosperity. That your outward prosperity in this kingdom is tied to soul prosperity. So there is the spirit of poverty, and on that continuum, there's the spirit of mammon. It doesn't matter what one you like. The two are sponsored by the wicked one. The enemy always sponsors two errors. So the errors always come in pairs. He will make you to hate one so that you can love one. Either way, you are in his camp. Because the spirit of poverty wants to suppress you down, hide you. The spirit of mammon wants to elevate you more than what God wants you to be. And it's a continuum. So all you need to do is to step down from it and enter what is called soul prosperity. And that's how you are going to. And soul prosperity does not mean the money in the bank. It may mean that you have so much influence. It doesn't mean that about that. It's not the car you drive, you will have it. It's not the house you live in, you will have it. Because all those things, you don't even need God to have it. You don't need him. But God can give you those things, but first of all, he has to build capacity in you. And we need that capacity so that you'll be able to carry well. I've seen it. This is not what I'm talking now, is not what I have not seen. I've seen it practical. I don't want to say it now. There are some things you don't say publicly. You can share it amongst and try to share it with pastors. It breaks my heart when I see this type of thing happen. And I saw it happening tangibly, and it's not something that you really like to hear. It's a heartbreaking story. And this I just try to use in a nutshell to explain in this next 14 days of upgrade what you need to do. There are many of you who need to make a personal commitment about how you are going to carry your work and arrange and have an upgrade on your spirit man and an upgrade of your soulish man and your physical man. That one is left to you. Some of you, we are not calling for a corporate fast, but some of you need to fast. And that's the Holy Spirit speaking to you. Some of you in that 14 days need to step out of social media so that you won't die. There are some things you are addicted to that you need to step off, that is struggling with your time with God. And they are not bad, evil things, so they are not evil, but it's just trying to take some time. In Acts chapter 2, verse 42, Happy New Year again. They say, and they steadfastly persevere, devoting themselves constantly to the instruction. This is an old version of Amplified. Let me read the one I have. They were continually and faithfully devoting themselves to the instructions of the apostles. Another translation said to the apostles' doctrine, and to fellowship, and to eating meals together, and to prayers. In this year, I want to be able to share something with you, very few minutes, on what you need to do. It's called the power of devotion. When you see somebody that is not devoted to anything, then you will understand what I'm saying. I want you to turn your Bibles to Isaiah 26, verse 3. Say they continue steadfastly in following the instructions of the apostles in fellowship, the eating of meals together, and prayers. He said, you will guard him and keep him in perfect and constant peace, whose mind, both his inclination and his character, is stayed on you, because he commits himself to you, lives on you, and hopes confidently in you. In other words, he said, you will guard and keep in perfect and constant peace, whose mind, speaking about both its inclination and its character, is leaning on you. You need to get that clearly and understand that it's time for you to have your devotion. You must be devoted to something this year. You see, in January like this, people are always in the gym. They want to lose weight. I've seen it. February, you may not see anybody there again. March, somebody made a joke. He said, I didn't go to the gym yesterday. This made it 5 years in a row that I have not gone. It's a New Year resolution. When the Holy Ghost came, four things kept them. And those four things, they were seeing miracles. They were seeing miracles. The community was so intense that people decided to join. It was dangerous to be a Christian, but people wanted to be. Because people don't want to be committed to things that don't have eternal value. There is something about the eternal value that something has that pulls people to it. And that's why I tell people around, you have to have an encounter to be here. It's an encounter. It's not, nobody can cajole you, know this thing. And you must have an encounter. For you to enter that community at that time is encounter one, because you'll be ostracized by your own family. And the government and the religious bodies are after you. They want to kill you. So it has to be what the apostle said, what we have seen, what you have taught, what you have handled. We can't help but to talk about it. You can flog us, it's okay. The power of devotion. And what were they devoted to? They were devoted to the apostles' instructions. And you see, instructions that come from God is not about your past. Because one of the things, three things that can stop you from actually entering into your destiny in God. One, bitterness. Bitterness and resentment, number one. Number two, jealousy. Number three, disappointment. And when you are bitter and jealous, you will think you are operating in high-level discernment. I'm telling you. One of the things that news sell to you is bitterness, resentment, and jealousy. And if you're not careful, you can be in that web. But you see, bitterness and jealousy always talks about the past. You're bitter towards what somebody did to you. You are jealous over what somebody has. Always to the past. And can I tell you something? You see, when people move too much, if you go to your past outside the blood of Jesus, you will be open to the spirit of, you'll be open to the spirit of deception. Say my life is not working well because this is what my parents did in the past. This is what they did in the past and everything. The one that can stop you is actually disappointment. Because disappointment leaks power for your future. Because your past cannot stop your future. And how do I know it? Because what will sustain you is the love of God. And you must have that encounter with the love of God. Jesus had the encounter with the love of God. That look at the lineage of Jesus, it is not nice. David was there, a prostitute was there, different things. Check the lineage. But when the tempter came, the first thing he did is that if you are the Son of God. So what was he attacking? His identity. It's not about turning stone to bread. Meanwhile, he has just heard by the Father, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. And he said, if you are the Son, the devil will read scripture to you as if it's God talking to you. And he misrepresented that scripture. The Bible did not say, you are my Son. It said, you are my beloved Son. And there was never a time that Jesus actually answered that. See, I will show you I'm a son of God. No. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out from the mouth of God. And so I must be devoted in this season of upgrade to one, the instructions of the apostles. Another translation says the apostles' doctrine. There's nowhere in the Bible that says, and it is the Amplified that actually brought it out, that actually gave us the commitment, the things of what, or the list of the apostles' doctrine. It's not the apostolic creed. It's instructions. And the instruction has to be part time. That's why I say And the instruction does not have to do with your past. It's about your future. Let's turn our Bibles. Turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 8, verse 38 and 39. And see something. Romans 8, 38 and 39. So that I will show you something that your past has nothing to do with your future. If you are disappointed now, it will leak power. Disappointment will make you not to feel the love of God, not to be aware of it, not that it is not there. You are disappointed. You thought that this thing will happen. It did not happen. If you are not careful, you don't want to believe again because you don't have courage enough to face the future. He said, "For I'm persuaded beyond doubt, I'm sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things impending and threatening, nor things to come, nor powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation." Take it from New King James because I want to show something. Go back again to 38. "For I'm persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principality nor powers nor things present nor things to come." Nor things present or things to come. Go ahead. "Nor death, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is Christ Jesus." That means that he said, neither things present nor things to come. In other words, your past cannot even separate you from the love of God. The past was not even mentioned. He was talking about the present and the future cannot separate. So when people go back to the past, when we are doing inner healing here and doing deliverance, they go through the past not to condemn or not to say that you cannot come out. They go through it with the help of the Holy Spirit to get into, to reprogram some things, but not for you to live there. Because if your past can stop you from entering those things that God is saying, then the blood of Jesus has no effect. Then it was a waste for God to kill his son for you. So nothing present nor things to come will be able to stop you. Your past cannot stop you, cannot separate you from the love of God. He loves you, period. And your past, your serving him cannot upgrade his love. His love is constant. It cannot be upgraded. It cannot be downgraded. And that's why we must get devoted, one, to the instructions. If you understand, and maybe you have been saying, you find out that the body of Christ today is emphasizing prayer. The past 2-3 months. And that's the apostolic doctrine. It's instructions. The Bible says instructions will keep you. Instructions will keep you. And what is the instruction? There's an instruction for upgrade. That means that the instruction we are saying is that the wineskin should be upgraded. God is constantly, this year, I believe, and he's been doing it, he constantly pour new wine. I must develop capacity to be able to handle it. God has, he's not trying to keep wealth away from you. But his blessing is so extravagant that if you are not careful, it can kill you. And that's why he has to build a lot of capacity in you to be able to withstand that blessing that comes. Wealth is a weight. You can break under it. You can break under it. Before you know it, if you don't have the capacity, there will now be sensual living. And when we talk about fellowship, all these things are... Fellowship is not fellowship when there is no sacrifice. It is not. No. You know, there's a time we're talking about also physical sensitivity, let the place be conducive for people to come in. You find out 20 years' time, people are still saying, you know what, the church is not feeding me. The place is not conducive for me. I'm talking about... and it beats my imagination. Oh, can we meet together? I say, Pastor, you know... They I'm busy. They say you keep him perfect, but those whose mind is devoted, he stayed on him. He stayed. It stayed. There's an analogy God gave me today. He said, a plant that moves from, for a plant to produce, it has to remain in one place. It has to remain in one place. It has to remain in one place. That means that in that remaining in one place, there are adverse conditions, but it's still there. The wind will come and bend it. It will still stand up. The rain will come. The sun will come. But it stayed. When the harvest comes, it will produce. Your devotion is not a feeling, it's a choice. I choose to have fellowship. Why? Because it is good for my health. It's a non-negotiable thing. It's good for my health. It's good for my spirit man. You see, to read Bible is not sweet sometimes. In fact, when you finish reading it, you'll be wondering, what did I even read? Yeah. You don't need to understand. To pray is not. So also, why should I come and have fellowship with people I don't even know before? Why should I stay with a group of people and say, I want to do life with you for life? In this era of upgrade, a research shown, and they did a research for people that live longer. They discovered that they have healthy relationships. Fellowship is sometimes I see people after going through the stress of work, they still have to get to fellowship with brothers. And sometimes drives to some places that are not really conducive. When you are supposed to be on your bed. Time and time again, I have seen how strength has come to me with my tired body going to fellowship with people, and everything they speak there gives strength to me. You see, one of the things that make you to fall away and not build capacity is this thing I'm talking about. One, you say, wait till Pastor won't tell me. I'm a man of my own. That means that you have rendered the fivefold ministry null and void. He was ascending to heaven and he gave gifts to men. Why? For the building up of the saints, so that you can enter fully as a mature man. You can be built, well-rounded, so that you can actually hit target. God does not make any light about it. And this, you see, as a pastor, I shouldn't do for you what you should do for yourself. It is called idolatry. I shouldn't tell you, Derek, I know you are going through this. I know you don't have time. I will fast for you. Eh? Don't worry. I will read Bible for you. Just be going to work. Put me in one room. You can take care of my family. I'll be calling down fire for you. That's religion. It's not kingdom. Because every one of us here, you have been called into ministry. Where you make your living is a different ballgame. You've been called. Whether you are a pastor or you are a teacher. Or you are... There are people that do church work. And you are not inferior. All of us must do the work of the church. Can I say it again? There are people that stay in the National Assembly. They take care of the National Assembly building and everybody come in there. It's called the National Assembly work. There are people that do the work of National Assembly. Because what they deliberate there affects it. So, you that is a banker, you are not doing church work, but you are doing the work of church there. You see, it's confusing now. Whether you like it or not, you are fellowshipping. Whether you like it or not. whether you don't fellowship with people so that are called this thing, you're fellowshipping. You're fellowshipping with, you can be in the cinema. You're fellowshipping with friends, carry popcorn, you're fellowship. You can fellowship on WhatsApp, social media. You are fellowshipping. There's no two ways. Because that's, you are built for it. They said they followed the instructions of the apostles. Oh, let us pray. It's time for us to pray. Take this thing and go on this thing. One time I called some persons. I looked at them. I just said, you know what, two of you, as you poor are going, I want you to just take this message. Listen to it. 3 weeks. They didn't listen. And I'm not a forceful person. Even if I force Pastor Peter now, I say, Pastor Peter, lie down there. Pastor Peter says, I cannot too. Then I now force him to lie down. Because all of you will join me to push his head to lie down. Abi? In lying down, maybe there was a bullet about to scatter this shiny head. It's good for him. It's good for him to lie down. But I have done it against his will. I have manipulated him to do that. It's called witchcraft. But it's for his benefit, Abi. But it's... is the means to achieving it that is wrong, and the enemy is happy. One of the most dangerous places to fellowship and stay is this church. Because it just looks very easy, you are happy, the pastors are not forceful, they don't look at you and shout, and tell you, just tell you, this is what the Lord is saying. People come here, they hear the Lord of this thing. Structures are put in place for people to hear God and everything. You can take it for granted. No offense, will just, that's why I don't like, if you want to be around me, be a son. Because you are going to, it's sons that take responsibility. And sons, all we need to do is to look at ourselves. Sons understand. This place is actually packaged for sons. For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given. When Jesus was born, angels came to announce. When he became a son, the Father came. Because God has decided to reveal himself through his children. It's only sons that reveal fathers. And so we must be devoted in this season to the apostles' instructions. Oh, music team, it's time for you to sing your own song. It's time for you to sing the song of the house, the messages of the house. You can be there and say, ah. There are some things that I'm instructions I'm getting constantly that I need to change focus. I need to bend, I need to align to what God is saying, or I will miss the season. And that's how people miss seasons. Because it's God that sends the waves. You don't create the waves. All you need to do, God is bound to light the fire, but you are the ones that will put up burnable materials. This is how it is. They were praying, the Holy Ghost came. And they did these three things. And these three things is not done by angels. It's done by people. Following apostles' doctrine. That means that following the coaches that God has given to you is not from God. It's from human beings like you. Fellowship is not fellowshipping with angels. It's fellowshipping with God. I've seen some people say, no, these people are not my class. A church tried it one time. I was hearing, listening to a pastor. They tried, they kept the poor people at bay. Sooner or later, people started dying in the church. Who knows whether you were brought to that person to impact the person to come up like you. The next thing they devoted themselves to is the breaking of bread. Eating meals together. You want to have an upgrade. There is something about eating together. It's spiritual. That's why when they go to COVID meeting, they say they always key meet. And when they were taking communion in the first century church, it's not this communion all of us take one small, small wafer. No. When I looked at the Seder meal, that's the Shabbat meal of the Jewish people, the bread they use is coated with honey to remind them that where they are going, sweet. The 70 elders came to God in Mount Sinai, and they ate before God. They say, I don't have money to host people. I didn't say you go and rob a bank. And if you get to a place that, why are you asking for rice? If they put it, eat it. You see, when they serve you food, take it with gladness. Listen, there are some things I don't eat. But let me tell you a secret. When I come to some places and I don't know the people, I eat it gladly. With heavy thanksgiving. How else can I show them I love them? With these three things, being devoted to these three things, there is no way. You start building capacity for where you are going to. You will start knowing the heartbeat of people. You will start seeing people. You can listen, you can be so much in it. As God begins to elevate you, very soon you can be in a velvet ghetto and not know what is happening to anybody. But the moment you begin to feel the pulse of the body of believers, and understanding that what is God saying in this season, that's what I'll be devoted to. I'll be devoted to fellowship. Before you know it, you get to a fellowship place where you think that you are so super spiritual. I remember when somebody came to meet Mercy after she said, and the person does not look like somebody that can give prophetic word and give her this thing. It's not somebody, you know, sometimes you look at somebody and say, that's what is called priditude. It's a new word that has to be in the dictionary. It's pride that with an attitude. I finished praying for a friend on the first. I said, can I also pray for you? I said, oh, why? Pray. Because sometimes you might think that pastor don't need prayer. The goal, what will keep these three things together is when you have honor in your heart. Honor is very key. Honor. You know, there are sometimes that some things don't make sense to me when even I hear God, I hear my wife even talking, and I hear even my children. You know, nobody has Holy Spirit Junior. Nobody has Holy Spirit Junior. And so, me and my wife were praying separately. And I began to hear, no, we can't do 31st night the way we used to do it. We have been doing possessing the gate. How come we want to change it this time? The instruction doesn't have to come from me for me to be an apostle's doctrine. It has to be, do I recognize whether this is the voice of God? And that does not mean that you come and say, Pastor, this is the voice of God. Hear ye the Lord. So my wife came and said, this is what I feel with you. I said, you don't need to talk. That's what I was just hearing too. I And when we did the 5 to 7 this thing, it was so glorious that things began to. Because this is how you enter the new year. And when we did the other one, the evangelistic one, it was also glorious. Because the people we have been waiting for came. And you may not know the impact of it. They may have gone back to nightclub, but it's okay. They may have gone back to where what they are coming, but it's okay. But you don't know what, let me tell you what happens. Those days when they are planting, it's not how we plant now. When they plant those days, it's not about clearing the ground and digging hole and putting inside. No. They prepare the ground and they broadcast the seed. Then the plow comes to plow the seed and the seed. Don't worry. The seed has been put. The plow is coming. This is why one day, some of you are here, you just woke up and you say, let me go to church. Nobody forced you. They have given you like 15,000 handbills. You did not reply one. You didn't reply one. All of a sudden, you just say, why is my life like this? It's only me that will do that. The plow has come. And the funniest thing is that you may not even come to FEM Foundation. I can't. You know why I'm telling you this one? I don't preach this. It's what happened to me. Got born again. Was even preaching in church when I was in class one. People were giving a life to God. I got to class two in another school. I saw life. No mentor, nothing. But it's life. The seed was there. Even when I was in university, I would still go to Full Gospel Business because I don't want to go into any student fellowship. I don't want anybody to follow me. I don't want to follow you up. Don't follow me. I came to read my book and pass. That's all. But you see, it is not an evangelistic crusade that brought me. I went, you see, that's why I don't condemn people. I went to Lagos, my friends who were doing evil more than me. So I thought, because we are the one that judge people. So I thought. On Sunday morning, we are excited, say, let's go to church. Let's go to me. That's very good. I didn't go. I was there. All of us, they were excited. They said, we can't go late. You people, I know you people now. I came back to Benin and asked myself, why is my life? Why are you like this? The plow is coming. And lastly, you must be devoted to prayer. And listen, I want to share this because it's not the prayer of, it's a prayer for you to constantly see the unseen. The unseen realm. You must desire to live in the unseen realm. It's a desire. It's not prayer for the exercise of mouth. It's the prayer to see Jesus. And when you see Jesus, when you have an encounter with him, your life will not remain the same. The reason why many believers is like this is that we have not had encounter with him. When the disciples had an encounter. Apostle Paul had an encounter with him. I can show you several people. David had an encounter with him. When prayer, listen, Leonard Ravin has made a statement. He said, no man is greater than his prayer life. No man. No man is greater than his prayer life. Wives, commit to your husband praying. Husband to your wife praying. Because you see, two of you are here, and you can't come together here. It is in God there is union. The more two of you chase God, the more there is union. It's an encounter. It's an encounter. It's an encounter that you will have that you say, no, I'll remain here. Here we die. And as long as your prayer life is small, you can't be greater than it. And prayer is not about prayer. I want to see your face. It's about the intense worship. Just wanting to know what is in the heart of the Father. Your realm is the unseen. You can read the Bible and not see the unseen realm. But you can wear the goggle and see the unseen realm things. You know, when I read this part, they say Peter is knocking in the door. Rhoda said Peter is knocking in the door. You know what they said? When she came by, they said maybe it's his angel. No. I don't understand. If we know angels in our door, all of us will run out, Abby. That means that angelic activity was so normal. It was so normal. So I don't know why a businessman doesn't want normal activity of angels. The unseen realm is your normal habitat. You want to dry up, leave the unseen realm. You know, people cannot say, you know, I just shared the testimony of people prophesying to their road, Abby? Eh? And the wife and they were speaking to their road and it was sad. I woke up today, they said they want to tie our road. They are graded everywhere. In your mind, you would think. No, to you now, you say, maybe they know that place. I'm not sure you have gone to your road now, as you heard the testimony. Because when you live in the natural, you die like mere men. The people that you think that, oh, this man is the richest man in the world. There's a rich man in the world that cannot go to any meeting without a woman with a crystal ball following him. The supernatural controls the natural. It is naturally supernatural. That's your habitat. And that's what prayer is supposed to be. Prayer is supposed to be an encounter event. You can't pray and not hear what God says. You say, what did God say? Say, I don't know. You see the talk? These four things is what we should be devoted to for there to be a continuous upgrade. Listen, you can be here now as I'm preaching. You are listening at different levels. God is speaking to you at different things. That's why when you come to church, you come prepared. Lord, speak to me today. Speak to me today. We have to be devoted. And that's the power of devotion. As you put your mind there, there's peace. And I didn't say there's money, because the only thing is that most times it is hard to preach to Nigerians if you never had money. Whether in Europe or whether in America, whether existing, you must. Peace is called one of the true riches. You don't go and feel a bank teller and go to the bank and say, today I want to deposit peace. He said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let their own requests be made known. Look at the next one. Say, and the peace of God that supersedes understanding will guard your heart. Because you know why it comes to guard your heart? Because out of your heart flows the issues of life. Do you know how many people are worried for seventh because school fees? Seventh has not come. You don't even know whether you see seven. Every time I start worrying, I know my fuel tank is going down. Worry is negative meditation. You are meditating on your circumstances. You start worrying, what if I don't have money to eat tomorrow? And you know what? The worry is all about tomorrow. And the Bible says nothing present, nothing of the future will be able to separate me from the love of God. I'm fully loved. Every time I stand, I'm fully loved. I'm loved by the Father, so recklessly loved. Recklessly loved. Recklessly loved. I've seen people share testimony with me, and I will tell them, I will remind them again, why were you worrying in the first place? You lose money, the whole world stands still. How much? 10K. Why are you laughing, Pastor Peter? Maybe 100,000. You say, I would die. I would die. If I don't get money, I would die. Come on. I've seen people in the place of prayer. I'm not saying that you should use prayer to cover everything. I say, walk, love, live, pray. Listen, when you pray, the necessary energy to do the work comes. I remember when we started prayer here, and we were praying constantly, people would drop their work to say, this prayer is safe. Can't they disturb the work? I say, continue, let it disturb it. When the harvest comes, you may be shocked that you don't have time to even do the work that actually brought the harvest, which is the place of prayer. David said, I was glad when they said. Prayer is the only activity that is connected to God. The remaining three is connected to the community. And if we can be devoted to these four things, let me tell you, you will have personal revival. There will be corporate revival. And the revival will affect this community. Now, I'm sure some of you will look at your road now and be walking. I bless this road. You'll be tired. Why? Why? Because now, I heard a testimony. We declared it. Oh, it was yesterday I got to see my father in the street. I said, we three of us wrote a letter. And the funniest thing is that they don't even know anybody. In your mind, the government is not working, cannot work, I forget. It's the way the mind are programmed that we are now thinking. Four things devoted. One, the apostles' doctrine. Instructions of the apostles. Two, fellowship. Three, breaking of bread. Eating meals together. Four, prayer. You want a continuous upgrade? These four things should be in your life. And let me tell you, there are some things that want to make you stop fellowshipping. Should I tell you? Bitterness, resentment, jealousy, disappointment. I'm disappointed about the pastor that came and this thing. One day I looked at a girl, I said, but you know I'm not the pastor that offended you. The only thing is that I'm bearing the same name, pastor. How many of you have been disappointed before? It steals from you your future. The courage for the future. Eyes open your feet.
Thank you for listening to this message. For other life transforming messages, please call 0805-1028-787 or 0706-969-6499 or visit our website at www.femfoundationng.org.